The earthquake in Haiti destroyed homes, lives, and left many people disabled. But one thing the earthquake didn't crush was the energy of Haiti's writers who've documented their country's efforts to rebuild. Julia Alvarez is the author of How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accents, and she's been paying attention to the work of Haitian writers, and she loved a new book from Edwige Danticat. It's called Create Dangerously, The Immigrant Artist at Work.
Ever since the earthquake struck Haiti on January 12, 2010, and the airwaves buzzed with reports of thousands upon thousands dead, ever since those scenes and faces and wailing voices, I have been searching for a guide through this devastation. I Googled my favorite trusted writers on Haiti, Madison Smart Bell, Amy Willens, Mark Danner, but the writer I most wanted to hear from was the Haitian-American Edwige Danticat. I had read and reread her piece in The New Yorker soon after the earthquake, where she told the story of her cousin Maxo, his son, and some students who were being tutored, all buried under the rubble. The piece was written in such heartbreaking, clear-eyed prose with no trace of self-pity. Here, finally, is the book I've been searching for, the book I urge everyone to read about Haiti. In 12 chapters, we enter into the heart of Haiti, not just the Haiti of the earthquake. We learn about Haiti's rich culture, no poverty there, and about its artists, its freedom fighters, its rascals. We get to know Danticat, the writer, why she feels she must create dangerously, fearlessly. We visit with Tante Ileana and with Maxo, who will not survive the earthquake, and with a photographer, Daniel Morel, who will. We hear Maxo's favorite passage in Jean Genet's Les Nègres, a book Danticat will bring to where Maxo's body lies after the earthquake. Your song was very beautiful, and your sadness does me honor. Danticat quotes the Haitian novelist Danny Laferrière, whose fictional self responds to the question, are you a Haitian writer? Reading Danticat's book, we become Haitian. Our nation and our people lie under that rubble. But Haiti also rises from the ashes of all that has been lost in these heartening and heart-rendingly beautiful pages.
Julia Alvarez is a writer in residence at Middlebury College. She's the author of How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accents and the recent Return to Sender. She reviewed Edwige Danticat's new book, Create Dangerously, The Immigrant Artist at Work.
This is NPR News.